Kerry will say a Freilich and Chanukah, Freilich and Zeus Chanukah. Today's daf is, let's see here, Tainus Daf Chof Gimel. Yeah, and we are here at the bottom of Chof Beis Mabez again, in the middle of this Agarata about basically Maisa Rav, right? Stories of Tzadikin. And if you're tired of it, so you got a little ways to go. I think the parak ends on Daf Chof Vav. So, yeah, Mitzvah Shem, we have some more stories to teach us how to live our lives along the Derech Hashem. So let's dive right into it. So it says, Torah Rabbanon on the Chaf Beis Mabez at the bottom. Pasuk says, V'azadikish mechem b'yitam, something we davened for a week ago when we were Mavarch in the Chodesh, at least in Eretz Yisrael, right? We ask for rain, quote-unquote, at the right time. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Lo shikora, we don't want drunken rain, which means obviously a lot of rain. Vlo tsumeya, and not thirsty rain, which means obviously a little rain. Ela benonis, but just, you know, right down the middle, right? Even normal amount. How does that mean? How does the pasuk tell me that? So bi'itam probably means right in the proper time, meaning not all at once, and, you know, spaced out evenly, you know, and a decent amount when it's spaced out. They mess up the ground, they make it all muddy and gross. Veino matzia peros, and is not even able to, you know, to give out fruit, to give out produce. Davar acher, another way to understand, bi'itam, and this is perhaps the most more well-known pshat. What does it mean that we're davening for rain in the proper time? So b'leili revios, b'leili shabbosos. So on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights, when people are not out and about, Friday night, obviously, right? Everybody's eating their meals. What's Tuesday night? So again, it could be a little bit more mystical. It could be that based on the Gemara that says that there's a demon that goes out. I forget the name of. Is it Rashi over here? I don't remember. I forget the name. Igras Bas Machlas, and towards the end of Pesachim, right, the Gemara says that's when she hangs out on Tuesday night. So, right, people apparently didn't venture outside too much on Tuesday nights. Either way, that was the time when it was lot populated. So we're davening for Kosh Baruch Hu to send rain at the proper time. Sure enough, that happened. In times of Shimon ben Shetach, Aishanasu chitim kikleos, and they had grains, they had wheat the size of kidneys. Usaorim kigarine zesim, and the barley looked like olives. Vadashim kidinare zav, and the lentils were like coins, golden coins. Vitzaru mehem dugma ledoros lodia kam hachet gorim, and they kept some of these, meaning they kept some away. They're kind of like as a museum almost to show how much sin, right, messes things up. It's as if like, look, this is what it could be. Unfortunately, obviously, it doesn't happen like that every generation. Shneimar as pasuk says, "Avinu sehem hitu eile v'chadoseihem v'chadoseichem manu hatov mikem." Right, the sins manu hatov, right, cause the good to be refrained, cause the good to not come from you. V'chem atzinu v'mehordu, so too, sure enough, in the days of Herod. Right, Herod rebuilt the second Beis Hamikdash, as you probably know from coming to Eretz Yisrael and seeing the different archaeology. Right, if you get a tour of the old city, right, you can tell the Herodian stones and the other stones that were put beforehand. Right, again, when they were building the Beis Hamikdash, right, the second Beis Hamikdash, so the rains would come at night. The next day, the wind would blow and the clouds would disappear. Right, and the sun would come out. Right, and they would go to work. And they would know they were doing, what Akash Baruch wanted from them. Right, because obviously the weather was blessed for them. Right, it was sunny during the day, rainy at night, perfect, amazing. Right, that's exactly what they davened for. Okay, Ma'isel Shishol Chuni Amagel. Again, if you remember this whole story with Chuni Amagel in the Mishnah. So this Brisa is going to elaborate and give a few more details about that story. Once it happened that most of other passed, right, and there was no rain. So Shalcho L'choni Magel, his pal V'yodi Gushamim, they said to L'choni Magel, please daven so that rain will come. And sure enough, his pal V'yodi Gushamim, he davened and there was no rain. So Ag Uga V'admad V'socha, K'derech Sha'asa Chabukuk HaNavi, right? He stood in the middle, right? He drew a circle, stood in the middle, just like Chabukuk did. Chabukuk didn't do exactly that, but he kind of stood there while, he did draw a circle. Right, again, he wanted an answer, meaning that was talking about why things were not going so good for Am Yisrael. So it wasn't for rain, but he was upset about the Rishayim were doing well. So again, also, so Al Mishmarti, the Shneimar's Pasuk says Al Mishmarti, Emodna Vetsiavna Al Matzor. Right, I'm going to stand here until I get an answer, said Chabakuk. Okay. Fine. So back to Choni. Amar lefanav yisrael koy ribono shel olam Hashem banecha somu pnei meilai shani kiben bayis lefanecha. Right, your children have come to me because I kind of hang out with you. Right, nishba ani b'shimcha agadol. Right, she'eni zaz mikan ad shitzrachem abanecha. I'm not moving. I'm not going anywhere until right you have mercy on your children. So he's itchilu hashamayim minatvim. Right, and they started to drizzle. So amar lo tamidav. So the tamidim said that Rebbe said Choni magal Rebbe reinucha v'lo namus. Right, we see you. Right, and we don't want to die, meaning that's not good enough. Right? We see that it's working, but we don't want to die, meaning we need more rain. Right? Kemedumin anu she'in gishamim yordim el lahadir shvuoscha. It seems like rain is only falling, right, to get you out of your shivua, meaning that Choni Magal said that I'm not leaving here until the rains come. And it seems like Kosh Baruch Hu is just doing just enough just to get you out of your shivua, but not really to help Am Yisrael. So Amr Choni went back to Kosh Baruch Hu and said, Alukach Shaldi, that's not what I'm asking for. Ela Gishmi Boros Sichim Moros, I want rain to fill all the cisterns. And Yordu Bizaf, so the rain came down right with a storm, right? It came down and it was pouring. Right, actually called tipo kamali pi chaves, as if it looked like each drop was as big as a barrel, as the mouth of a barrel. Anyway, v'shiru chachamim shein tipo pechusa milog, and they kind of guessed and they figured out that the rains were not were as big as a log, which is obviously a lot of water. So amru l'tamidav Rebbe reinucha v'lo namus. They said the same thing, right? Rebbe, we see what you're successful, but we don't want to die. Seems like the rains are falling to destroy the world. So Choni said back to them, back to Akash Baruch Hu, Lokach Sha'alti, that's not the rains I wanted. Ela Gishmei Rotzon Bracha Unadava, I want some good rain. Right, so Yardu Ketiknon, so then the rain fell.
What?
Ketiknon. So Ad She'alu Kol Ha'am L'Har HaBayis Mipnei Gishamim, until all the rain, everybody was forced to go up into Har HaBayis because of the rains. So Amrullah said, Rebbe, it's a Choni Amagel, Rebbe, Kishim She'ez Palato, She'erdu Kach Hispalo V'yelchu Lohem. Rebbe, just like you davened that they should come, right, please also daven that they should leave. So Amalayim, so you say, Kach Mekublani, right, She'em Hispalin Arav Matova. We don't daven for a lot of goodness to disappear. Right, so Avon Pichain, however, right, Haviu Li Paro Da, meaning, but even though that's usually true, it still bring me a par to do vidui, meaning to, I am still going to ask for the rain to stop, and I need a korban because it's going to be a chatas, it's going to be a sin. As a vilu paro da, some of other balav, sure enough, right, they brought him a cow and he put his two hands on it. And he said, Hashem, I'm chayzor shel tesim imitzrayim inan yechulan lo brov tova v'lo brov puranus. Listen, this nation can't deal with a lot of bad or a lot of good. Right? No rain, right? They freak out. Too much rain, they freak out. So, and while there's nothing we can do, just please deal with them right down the middle. Kasta alehem in rechol lamod. Meaning, you got angry, they couldn't handle it. Shishpat alehem tova in rechol lamod. You gave them good, a lot of rain, they couldn't handle it. Please stop the rain and let revach is like benefit or profit come to the world. So miyad nashba ruach, immediately the rain stopped. V'nispazru ha'avim v'zarcha shemesh v'yatsu av lasada. Right, the rain stopped and the wind blew and the clouds kind of left and the sun came out, right, and everybody went to the fields. And they saw that there was some mushrooms over there, so then they saw that there was a bracha, it was a sign of a bracha. Shalach l'shem ben shetach, so Shem ben shetach sent to Choni, he said, Ilmale Choni ata, if you weren't Choni amagel, gozorne lecha nidu, I would have put you in chayrim. Ilu shanim kishnei Eliyo, that's not Shnayim, that's Shanim. Ilu kishanim kishnei Eliyo, because had this been like the years of Eliyo, Shemaftichos kishamim biyado shel Eliyo, who had the keys to the rain, right? Lo nimtza Hashem shamayim mischal yodecha. Still, we would not have had to deal, right, with this Shem shamayim. It's almost a little bit of a chil Hashem, right? The fact that you kind of like demanded Kosh Baruch Hu, right? I'm not moving here until you answer me, etc. What am I going to do? Shata mischad lefnei olam, because you sin. But Hashem does what you want, right? Just like a son who is not, acting properly to the father, but the father still whatever he wants, still does whatever he wants, right? But Omelo, the kid, Gemara continues and explains, but the kid perhaps says, "Abba, my father, right? Shatfeni b'tzonin, right? Come, take me to the hot springs, and then rinse me off with cold water. Tainli, I goes and shkedim my farsikim rimonim. Right? He's basically the son is asking for all these delicacies. Tainli, give me different types of nuts and peaches, right, and pomegranates, right, vinosi, no, the father gives it to him, right, even though it's not appropriate for him to ask, you know, for give me all the delicacies in the world. About this, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladescha. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in Rabbi Sam. Ma shalchu b'nei lishkas hagazes l'choni ha-magal. What did the people in the Sanhedrin, meaning the Sanhedrin, right, lishkas hagazes is where they sat. So where did the Sanhedrin send to choni ha-magal? They sent them the following pasuk. They said, v'tizgar omer v'yokam l'cha v'aldarechecha naga or. Right, they darshan out each part of the pasuk. V'tizgar omer, right, you make a gzeira, ata gazarta milamata, v'kosh baruch hu mekayim amarecha milamala. Right, you made a gzeira down here on this world, and kosh baruch hu is mekayim it. Right, v'al derechecha naga or, and on your paths there is light. Dor shaya afel arta b'tfilasecha, right, if our generation was dark, but you lighted us up, right, you lit us up with your tfilos. Ki yishpilu v'tomer gavei, right, we're falling down, but you said that we should be lifted up. Dorshaya shuffle begvasu b'tfilaska, again, you raised our low generation with your tfilos. V'sach einayim yoshia, and if your eyes are down, we're going to save you. Dorshashashashashashashash, I don't know. V'avono hoshata b'tfilaska, again, the generation was messed up by their sins, but you saved through your tfila. Yimaleit inaki. What does that mean? Dorsha shalo haya naki milatato b'tfilasecha. Right, the generation was not naki, was not clean, was not pure. Right, you kind of saved it. You took care of it through your tefila. And finally, one more line. V'nimlat b'bor kapecha. Right, then milatato b'maseidecha habrurin. Right, you kind of saved us through your barur, through your clear, through your obvious deeds. Okay, fine. Right, all the days of that tzaddik's life, meaning Choni Magil, he was upset about the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shira Malz B'Shuv Hashem Tzion, Eshiva Tzion, Hayinu Kecholim." Right, this is the famous story about Choni Magil. There are a bunch of them, right? But this is perhaps the most famous. So he's upset about this pasuk, right? The Shira Malz B'Shuv Hashem Tzion, Tzion, Hayinu Kecholim. Right, Shira Malz B'Shuv Hashem Tzion, Tzion, when Hashem returns. Right, Tzion, meaning after the Golos of Bavel, Hayinu Kecholim, it'll be as if we're dreaming. So Amar, so Choni said, Mi ika denayim shivin shanin b'chalma, can you sleep for 70 years and dream straight for 70 years? Right, again, the Golos of Bavel was 70 years, and they knew this, everybody knew this, even Achashverosh knew it was going to be 70 years, right? The Gemara and Megillah, we're going to do that next, I think, does all the calculations about how everybody knew it was going to be 70 years. As a Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, I think. Either way, maybe not Yirmiyahu. All right, I don't remember. Either way, but Taklas is meaning how. Choni said, "How in the world is someone sleep for 70 years?" I don't understand how it could be. Hayinu kecholim. So Kosh Baruch Hu took that as a challenge, right, and said, "Okay, challenge accepted." Yom echad have azul b'orcha. When once Choni was traveling, chazei lu gavra dava nata charuva. He saw somebody who's planting a buxer tree, a carob tree. So Amar Leh, he said to him, "Hi, ad kamash nin tain." Right, how many years, right, does it take for a carob tree to give fruit? So Amar Leh said to him, "Shivin shnit." Sure enough, 70 years. So Amar Leh, "Pshita l'cha the chayis shivin shanin." He said, "What? Are you going to live another 70 years to get the fruit?" So Amar Leh said to him, "What do you mean? Hi gavra, meaning the guy planting the tree." He said, "I found a world that had carob trees in it, that had buxer trees in it. Must be that my forefathers planted it. So now shasli nami livrei. So I will also plant that." Plant them for my children and my grandchildren. So Yasub Kakayach Rifta, so Choni, okay, so Choni was like pretty impressed. So he sat down to eat something, right? V'asalei Shinta, and he fell asleep. And Nim, and he fell asleep. Right? Ahadrolei Mishinuse, he didn't wake up yet, meaning, Hadrolei Mishinuse, something, I forget already, something grew around him, like maybe either a bush or a rock or something, I forget. He was covered from a sight. V'nim shivin shanin, and he slept for 70 years. He came here, and now he got up. Chazei lahu gavra dehavaka malakit minayu, and he saw somebody picking from the carob tree. So Amar Leh said, "Ah, tu the shesalte, is that you're the person who planted it?" So Amar Leh, "No, bar bre ana, no, I'm his grandson." So Amar Leh, "Shamina dinayme shivin shnin." He says, "Apparently, I slept 70 years." Chazal, apparently he remembered, right, where he had just left off, right? Chazal lechamrei disyalida le ramchei ramchei. And he saw that his chamrei, that his donkey, had given birth to many, many offspring while he was sleeping, apparently, right? Apparently, he tied him up or he stayed local or whatever. So, either way, Ozel the Beisei, and Amr Lehu, so Choni Amagel, sure enough, was able to find his house. He went back and he said, Bray the Choni Amagel Mikayim, is Choni Amagel's son living here? Right? They didn't know who he was. Because Amr Lehu, Bray Lessa, Bar Bray Isa, not his son, but his grandson. So Amr Lehu, Ana Choni Amagel. They said, well, great, I'm Choni Amagel. So, Elohim Menuhu, and naturally, they did not believe it. All right, everybody, Pasha's thought he had passed away. Right, so, Ozel, based on Medrash, Shamir, the Rabbanim, the Gamri, Mehirim, Shmaitzin, Kibishne, Choni, Amagel. And I heard the Chachamim saying that the Shmaitzin, the things we're learning, are so good, right, are so clear, we've understood them so well, just like Choni, Amagel was around. The Havi Ayla, Bei Medrasha, Kol Kushid, Davlu, the Rabbanim, Hamifarglu, because he could always answer any kashas. So, Amr Lewis said to them, Ani, Nihu, that's great, what are the odds? I'm Choni, Amagel. And Lohem, Nihu, and they didn't believe him. And they didn't give him any cover because they didn't know if they didn't know who he was. So many a movie is want to point out, it's having long life is not necessarily a gift, and showing up two generations later is not necessarily a gift. And he got so upset, he was like, nobody knows who I am, nobody believes me. Right, so he said, "Kosh Baruch Hu, right, just take me, please." And sure enough, Hashem did. Amarava, Hainu Damri Inchi, O Chavrusa. Oh, misuso. This is what a person says, that, oh, charusa, let me at least have my charusa or my chevre, or death or nothing, right? What is it worth, right, if you're not with the chevre that will treat you right and, have respect for you and which you can grow with. Okay. Abba Chilkia bar braid the Choni Hamagalava. Abba Chilkia was Choni's grandson. Kimitarik Amal Mitra, Abba Mishadri Rabban Lagabe. And sure enough, right, runs in the family, right, whenever they needed rain, so they would go to Abba Chilkia. Sure enough, rain would then fall. Zim the Chada Yisrael Amal the Mitra and Shadi Rabban and Zuga the Rabban and the Gabe. Once, sure enough, it happened that the Chachamim sent the messengers to him because they needed rain. Labai Rachmi the Dinesi Mitra, so he could daven, there would be rain. And Ozel the Beisi Vlo Shkachu, but he wasn't home. Ozel the Bidavra, they went out to the fields. Ashkachu Dava Karafik, and they saw him work in the field. Yavule Shlama, he said Shalom Aleichem. Velo azbrelu ape bepanya, and he didn't he didn't even turn his face. I mean, he didn't even recognize that they were there, that it was there. Didn't even acknowledge them. Bepanya at night, kihavu melake tzivi, when he was gathering up all the wood that he had, I guess, chopped or whatever. So dara tzive umara bechad katzva veglima bechad katzva. He carried the wood on one shoulder. The wood and the utensil, whatever he was using, the axe or whatever, on one shoulder, and his shirt and his coat on another shoulder. Kuli orchalo sayim esane. We're going to explain all these things that he does. He does some weird actions. The Rechamim are going to ask him about it. Kuli orchalo sayim esane. While he was walking, he didn't put on his shoes, but kimata lamaya sayim esane. But when he was walking through the river, right, or the water or whatever, so then he put on his shoes. Kimata lehizmi vehigi. When he came to bushes, the linhu lamane. He would lift up his pants. Kimata lamasa, when he came to the town, the nafka de bisu laape, his wife came out to greet him. Ki mikashtan, she was dressed up, she was dressed nice. Kimata labese, when he came to his house, so alas de bisu beresha, his wife went in first. Vahadar ayla ihu, and then not choni, but Abba Chilkia went in, and then vahadar ayla rabbanan, and then the rabbanan followed. Yosef v'kara krifta, he sat down to eat. Vlo amar hulu rabbanan to krucha, but he didn't invite the chachamim, the rabbanan, who had come to meet him. To come and eat with him. Paula Griftalinu, okay, he gave bread to his kids. Lakashisha chada, to the older kid he gave one, I guess, piece of bread. Uluzutra tray, and to the younger one, he gave two. Samuel the Bisu said to his wife, and Pasha's out of the earshot of the Chachamim, Yadamar Dirabanan Mishum Mitra Kazu, right? That's not, everybody knows that the Chachamim are here for me to daven for rain. Nesikhli Igrov and Iboy Rachme, let's go up to the roof. Right, we'll daven. Right, Efshe demratzei gosh baruch hu v'yesei in the mitzvah. Maybe Hashem will listen to our tefillos and bring rain. V'lo nechzik t'virusa l'nafshan. Then we won't get the credit for it. I mean, he wanted to dismiss them without he wanted to be tznius about it. So sure enough, sakur the igra kam yehu b'chad of zivisa v'yehi b'chad of zivisa. They went to the roof. But he wants one corner, she wants another corner, right? Like, perhaps you're familiar with like Yitzhak and Rivka, right? Kadim Salak Anane Mia Zvisa the Debisu. And sure enough, a cloud started, appeared in the sky from the area where his wife was standing. So Kinachas Amalu Amai Asurabana. When he came down, he said very nonchalantly, right, okay, well, so why are you guys here? They said that they were not fooled, and they said, "Shodri le Rabbanan legabi lamar, legabi demar lemiboy rachmei mitri." Right? They sent us to ask you for rain. So I'm like, "Who? Baruch Hamakom shalom hitzrich eschem la'abechukia." Oh, Baruch Hashem, you didn't actually need me, right? It's already raining already. Look at that, amazing! What are the odds? So I'm like, they said to him, "Okay, kiyadina demitra machmas mar huda." So we know that you went to daven, we're not stupid, right? That the rain is coming because of you. But if you don't mind, right, explain to us all these things that you just did that are weird. Right? My time aki yahivna lamar shlama, meaning why is it, first of all, that when we said shalom aleichem lo asbar lamar ape, you didn't even turn to say show us your face. He said to them, "Schir yom havoy." I was paid to work that day. V'amino lo ipargar. And I said, meaning I shouldn't stop what I was doing. Right? Again, that's the Gemara has a lot of different stories about how workers, right, shouldn't even maybe say kriyashma or bench or whatever. If they're paid to work that entire day, right, you should really work that entire day. They shouldn't even stop just to, even to say hi to somebody. So he didn't. I didn't want to even stop what I was doing just to say hi. My time at Dara Mar Tzive Achat Bekatve, Glima Achat Bekatve, why did you carry the wood on one shoulder and the shirt, your coat on the other shoulder? So I'm like, tell us Shu'ula Haisa, because it wasn't mine. Because I borrowed it, right, to wear it, but I didn't tell the guy who owned it that I was going to use it, right, to put the wood on top of it. Pashas, it would be more comfortable to carry the wood on top of the clothing. But I didn't mention to him that that was what I was going to be doing, so I wore it on the other shoulder because I didn't want to damage it. Right? He didn't tell me that it was mutter for me to use it for that purpose. My time akuli orchalosim mar mesane vechimate lamaya say mesane. Why did you put it on your shoes only when you got to the water? Because I'm like, kula orcha. Chazina, because when I'm walking on the ground, I can see where I'm going. Right? But my aluka chazina, but in the water, I can't. Meaning, I can't necessarily be sure that it won't be stepping on, you know, some animals or something, you know, somewhere damaging. My time kimata mar lehizmi vegi dilinu milamane. Okay, why did you lift your clothing? Why did you lift your pants when you came to the bushes? Shamalu zeh mala arucha vzeh inu mala arucha. Well, my legs heal, but my clothing do not. And again, you're getting the image that Abachilkia was not a wealthy man. My time came out of the mar la masa nafka debisu demar ki mi kashta. Right, when you came to town, why did your wife come out dressed up, you know, in makeup, etc., dressed nice? So I'm like, kadesh lo tenei nabi shachar. So I wouldn't have any reason to look at any other women, right? If she looks beautiful, so then I don't have to look anywhere else. My time early babe reshe. So why did you let her go in first? V'hadar ayel mar abisra, and then you went after her. V'hadar ayel nuanan, and then only then did you let us come in. Meaning, usually it's not appropriate for a man to walk behind a woman. So why did you let her go first, and then we went afterwards? So I'm like, mishum delo bidikisuli, because I don't know who you guys are. I couldn't check you out. Right? And he didn't want to leave his wife right outside with these two men, even for a minute. So they asked, my time out again, and let's keep on asking. Ki korech mar rifta lo amralon ihu isu krucha. Why don't you invite us to eat something? So I'm shum the lo nefisha rifta, because as you can see, there was not enough bread. Right? Vaminu, and I said, lo achzik b'rabanan tivusa b'chinam. I don't want to take credit for anything, meaning obviously there wasn't enough bread, and they were going to take the kids' bread. So it would have been one of those, like, you know, just polite asks for the sake of asking, right? But clearly there's no actual interest and intent of giving, you know, the gift, right? Like, people do that all the time. So he said he didn't want to be false. He said, listen, I know you're going to say no, because as you can see, I only have enough bread for me and my family. So you're not going to say yes. So both of us know you're not going to say yes. So why would I ask, right, to get that credit, even though it's just false? So he didn't want to. He was not a faker. My time a yoivlon my mar the yinuke kishisha chadarifta vizuta zudra tray. Why'd you give one piece of bread to the older kid and two for the younger? So I'm like, hi kabavese vai koi vai yosiv bebe kanishta. Well, the younger one, the older one is home. So he there's food at home, so he can eat. But the younger one, he's in shul, or really probably I guess base medrash or whatever. So he's hungry, and he needs more food. My time, akadim soluk anani mahazavisa davo kaimi debisu demar la anani today. Again, apparently they really knew what was going on. They saw the even davening on different corners. They said, why did clouds show up in? Show it in the corner where your wife was. So Mishum, it is a shchicha bebeisa. He says because the woman is usually in the house. V'yava rifta alaynei, and she gives bread to poor people if they knock on the door. U'makarva haniyasa, and that's better because it's closer. The hana that the aniyim get is closer, is better, is quicker, right? Because v'ana yehivna zuzu v'lo makarva haniyasa. Because I give money, but that already takes it takes longer for them to get benefit from money because obviously the poor can't eat money, right? They have to go buy food or buy whatever. Right? There's an extra step in there. So inami or hanu baryone. There were these bums that were bothering me in the neighborhood. And I davened they should die. Then she davened they should do tshuva. And sure enough, they did tshuva. Gemara has maybe one or two other stories that are similar. I don't think it's about Avichilke. Maybe it's about Rabbi Yochanan. I don't remember. But the same idea that his wife said that they should do tshuva, and sure enough they did tshuva. Okay, Chanan Hanechba, again we have all these stories about the gedolim and tzaddikim. Chanan Hanechba was a Chanan literally who hid himself. And we'll see in a second why they called him that. Bar Barte Dechoni Hamagel Hava also was Choni's grandson. Ki Mitzarech Alma Lamitra Hava Mishadri Rabbanan Yenuka. The Bay Rav the Gabay, the Chachamim, they wouldn't send messengers; they would send kids to speak with them. Right? I will mashadri rabbanan yinuke the Bay Rav the Gabay, v'naktu le b'shifu le glime. They would grab his cloak, v'amrle abba abba havla mitra. They say, Father, Father, give us rain. So I'm the fun of the Kosh Baruch Hu. So Chanan would then daven, right? Rabbanu shel olam, asay b'shifu elu. I do it for these people. She'im makirin bein abba diyav mitra, the abba delo yav mitra. Because they can't tell the difference between a father who gives rain and a father who doesn't. Right? V'amai kari le Chanan the nechba. Why do they call him Chanan, the guy who hides? V'pnei shayav mach b'yatzma b'sakizek. Because he was super sneas in the bathroom, right? And he wouldn't even reveal himself right in there. Okay, fine. Amrle Rabbi Zrika l'Rav Safra. Tachazi ma ben tkife de'are d'Yisrael l'chasidei b'Bavel. Check it out, the differences between the tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael and tzaddikim in Bavel. Because chasidei b'Bavel, Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, that's Rav Chista, Huna v'Rav Chista, ki have a mitzarech alma l'mitra, amre nichnef hadadi v'nevoi rachmi. Rav Huna v'Rav Chista would go out in public and they would say, let's go daven for rain. Efshar d'mirtzei Gosh Baruch Hu d'yesei mitra. Because maybe Gosh Baruch Hu will give us rain. Tkifei d'Eretz Yisrael, what about the tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael? So he goes to Rabbi Yona, Avua, Rabbi Mani. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Mani's father, Kevin Mitzarech, Alma Lamitra, Hava Ayol Lebese. Right, he wouldn't go out in public, he would go to his house. And he would say, Omer Lehu would say to his family, right, Havuli Gvalki, bring me a sack, Ve'ezel Ve'aisei Li Bezuze Ibura, and I'm going to go get food for his zuz, I think. Kevin Nafik, meaning he was covering for the fact that he was going to go down. Kevin Nafik Labara, when he'd go out, Azil Vakaiba Duchta Amikta, he would go to stand in a deep place. Duchta, because the Pasuk says, Makim Krasicha Hashem, right? Famous Pasuk that we're familiar with. Vakaiba Duchta Tsniya, and he would stand by himself, right? Tsniya, like Tsniya, sorry, he would stand in a place where nobody saw him. Mikhse Besake Vay Rachman, he would dive in right in the sack, and it was not to bring food, but it was to cover himself with sack and to daven. V'asi mitra, and then sure enough, it would rain. Okay, v'asi the v'asi, when you'd come home, so Amrulay, they'd say to him, I see Mariburo, where's the food? So Amrulahu, they said, Amino ho, v'asi mitra, right, hashtar v'ach alma, right, he would tell them, he would excuse it by saying, well, rain's coming, so the food's going to get cheaper, so I'll go out another time. V'su Rabbi Mani Bere, and sure enough, Rabbi Mani, his son, Kiavo Mitzari le Lebein Asiya, when he was being bothered by the people in the Bein Asiya, Ishtatach al kibra davu. He went to his father's grave and Amrle Abba Abba Hani Mitzarili. He said, oh, these people are bothering me. Once those people were passing that that place where it was Rabbi Mani ben who was it Rabbi Yonah, right? So where he was buried, right? And Inkub Kara the Susayu, and the horses apparently stopped working. The Kiblu led the Lokam and Saru until they apparently they realized what was happening, and they excited, they were mekabel upon themselves, right, not to bother Rabbi Mani anymore. Vesu, another story. Rabbi Mani have a shchiach kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yoshev. He used to hang out with Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yoshev. Amarle, he said to him, "Asiri de bechami kamed zarule." And sure enough, the people who are rich, right, are bothering me. So Amarle lianu. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yoshev was apparently pretty powerful, and he said, "Okay, so then let them be poor." Vianu. Then sure enough, it happened. Right, Amar. Then he came back. Right, Rabbi Mani then said, "Kadachkuli." Now they're bothering me. Right, to give me tzedakah. So Amar liyasru. I let them get money. Right, viyasru. And they became wealthy. Finally, one more story. Amar, Rabbi Mani again said back to Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yoshev, "Lomikabli alai inshi besi." Meaning the people in my house, referring to his wife, right, is not so good for me, meaning she's not as attractive as I would like. So Amalei, Mashma, what's her name? So she said, Chana. So Tzitziafi Chana. She said, let Chana become beautiful. Vinitziafis, and sure enough, she became beautiful. So Amalei, come in, Megandrali, Alai. So then he came back and he said, well, now that she became a Balgaiva, right? Now that she's so beautiful. So Amalei, Yahachi, Tachzor Chana, Leshach Risa. Sure enough, he said to her, okay, so let her go back to what she used to look like. V'chaz rechana, v'shach risa, and she went back to what she used to look like. Okay, we're going to stop here and have a great, great last day of Hanukkah, and let the light of Hanukkah shine forth to the rest of the winter, and have a great day and night, depending on where you're listening to this.